Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
The Poor Knight, a fantasy musical podcast suitable for all ages, brought to you by Fool and Scholar Productions. Follow Nathaniel the Boar Knight and the friends he meets along his journey as he's bitten by a wereman and must break the curse before the full moon. Listen to The Boar Knight wherever you get your podcasts or learn more at foolandscholar.com.
Friendship and daring, music and caring, now's the night, here comes the Boar Knight,
now! Welcome back, everyone! We are currently running through a dark, torch-lit cave trying to catch Mighty Mila and Robo Zuki after they stole all the alpine fibers Lucy Wow needs to make the sails for her boat. Whew. I'm not too pleased about it because I think a dragon currently lives in this cave. I'm sorta out of breath. I'm hungry. Well, I'm always hungry. But even more so right now, and I just want a fried banana from the banana stand. But so's the life of a superhero sidekick. Where to next?
She went that way.
I saw Robozuki go this way.
I think that's just a shadow.
So about that dragon?
I don't think that's a dragon.
Oh, so the ground just shakes and roars naturally. Cool, cool, cool. Hold me closer, tiny bagel.
Crabstack, don't worry. It's gonna be okay.
I think we're lost. I can't hear Mighty Mila anywhere, and she's quite loud.
Now what? We're lost in this cave, and we don't have any of the alpine fibers to create the sails.
We only have less than an hour now to get out of this cave and get back to the studio.
Yeah. Definitely just a casual, friendly roar that certainly wasn't from a dragon.
Okay, that might be a dragon.
Does it sound like it's getting closer?
Yeah.
Caves often bounce sound around willy-nilly. It could just be an amplified echo, or...
A dragon. I remember back when I was a young child on Florp, and I dreamed of the day I would travel the universe and I'd end up on Earth, where I began an illustrious career as an actor, producer, director in my one Florp show.
Grabstack, does this story have a point?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm just rambling. It's a coping mechanism when I'm afraid of a dragon roaring at me.
Thought so. Look, we need to focus on finding a way out.
We are so lost now, I don't even know which way we came from.
That was Mighty Mila.
She was asking for help.
It could be a trick. She's a tricky one.
Capel's right. She could be tricking us again.
Well, if she's tricking us, her trick is getting closer.
Someone! Help me, please!
We have no choice. We have to help her.
Interesting. Because I was gonna say, the exact opposite.
Bobby's right. Even though she tricked us and caused all these problems... we have to help her.
Fine. Let's go help Mighty Mila. If that's not a dragon, then someone can slap my butt and call me Florpzel.
Well, Grabstack, it's no dragon, but it's definitely a troll.
A mountain troll!
Please help me!
The mountain troll has Mighty Mila and Robozuki locked in a cave cell.
Let us out!
Who are you? And what are you doing in my home?
We mean no harm. We got lost. We were just trying to take shelter from the snowstorm.
When why are you taking my beloved flowers?
The Papuli Fox Roses!
They're beautiful and make me smile. This robot thing stole them all.
We don't actually know those two, so, like, don't associate us with them.
I'm Mikey. This is my home.
That's great. It's lovely. Who's your decorator?
I'm Bobby Wonder. This is Grabstack, Lucy Wow, Kapow. We're friends. We mean no harm. Just let them out and we'll all go on our way.
And we won't take your flowers. Just tell us how to leave.
You leave that way. Down the minecart shaft.
Minecart shaft? You sure there's not an elevator?
No. That's the only way. I'll let them out if you can make me an omelet. I can never get it right.
This is like music to my ears. I am an excellent chef at making omelets that are, dare I say, perfection. Where's the pan? Where are the eggs? Most importantly, where's the butter? That's the secret.
Butter?
Yes, every omelet needs butter.
Can we get on with this? I'm kind of on a time crunch.
Don't rush me, Nemesis.
The kitchen's this way. Thank you so much. I've been so grumpy because every omelet I make turns out runny. Or lumpy, burnt.
Beautiful pan. Love this fryer. Is this French?
I don't know. It's a rock pan.
Stupendous. And a thick slice of butter, egg, salt, a little pepper, a little mountain basil, cheddar cheese, and voila!
Wow, Grabstack, I'm impressed.
I don't often like to brag. Hey, I don't. At least not about my cooking skills. Tell me how it is, Mikey.
Delicious. Oh, best omelet I've ever had. Thank you, little guy. My day's really turned around.
It's amazing what a nicely cooked meal can do to your mood.
I feel like I'm floating on air. You looking for a job? I'd like to hire you as my personal chef.
Sorry, Mikey, I already got a job. Being the best sidekick to my best friend of all time, Bobby Wonder.
Ugh, this is making me sick.
Good.
So, Mikey, can you let my nemesis and her sidekick out, despite her not making it any easier to want to help her?
I'll let her out, but only if you leave all the flowers behind.
Well, wait, can we discuss?
You're in no place to discuss, Mila. We must leave him the flowers and find another way.
Ugh, fine. That's what I get for having Blob Blueser and Loony Wowser as my negotiators. Ugh, whatever.
By all means, you and Robozuki can stay locked in Mikey's cave.
I do miss having friends around.
No thanks. I accept these terms.
Now leave. That way. I'm gonna make another omelet now.
This is the only way out?
Yeah, only way out was down.
It looks like these minecart tracks go into the pitch black darkness of the mountain.
It could be a long way down.
Thank you for your help, Mikey. We appreciate you for letting us go. Sorry for, taking your flowers and trespassing.
By the way, the dragon skull? Nice touch. You're scary and all, but you're no dragon.
Oh, Knoodles, my pet dragon. Yeah, she's here somewhere. Want me to call her?
No, I'm fine. Send Knoodles my best.
All right, let's go.
She took my flowers!
Mighty Mila and Robozuki swiped the flowers.
There they go, into the minecart.
No, we have to stop her. Let's go, everyone into the minecart.
I'm calling Knoodles.
I knew there was a dragon in these caves. But we have no time to worry about that because we just got into a minecart that is headed down a very steep, very curvy dog track. I need a moment to compose myself. Come right back in a moment.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back, y'all. Things aren't looking too good. Mighty Mila escaped again and took off down a minecart shaft, angering Mikey the mountain troll. And now we're gonna follow her. Oh, and Canoodles the dragon. Well, they're somewhere in this cave. I am brave. I am strong. I can do this.
Is everyone in the minecart?
Unfortunately, yes. I'm hoping this just takes us right out of the mountain.
We have to catch up to Mighty Mila. We can't let her get away with this.
That cheeky girl stole me flowers. Makes me so mad. I'm gonna find Canoodles, and we're gonna get me flowers back.
Are you sure you don't wanna let Canoodles just nap or something? Want me to make you another omelet?
No, I'm mad now. You come back here.
Oh, we gotta go. Push off, push off. Ah! I can't see anything.
How do we steer this?
I think we use this metal rod.
Uh-oh. Sorry. I accidentally bit it off.
We have no control.
Did we just do a complete upside-down loop?
We sure did.
How is that possible?
Well, I can explain it to you in scientific terms.
I'm good!
Ah! A waterfall.
Not an underground waterfall.
We're heading straight for it!
Right, I'm stoked! And yet, we're still going!
This is never ending! Oh, never mind. It just ended.
Everyone okay?
I think I have a loose screw.
No, that's always been loose.
I do not want to ever do that again. That was kind of fun.
I'm surprised we didn't crash harder with the speed we were going out. Oh, look!
Is that a beanbag chair?
It's a beanbag minecart stopper. That's why we didn't crash. It was put there to stop us.
Do you think Mighty Mila did that for us?
Definitely not. It was already there, see? That's her cart. Now, where is she?
Mighty Mila, come out and give us back the flowers. Mikey the mountain troll is very upset.
And he does have a pet dragon, like I said. I hate being right in situations like this. Wait, no, scratch that. I do love being right, even if it means there's a dragon on the loose in these caves. It sure smells nice down here.
You're right, Kapow. What is that smell? It smells almost like...
chocolate.
It's coming from this way.
Well, isn't this a sight for cave sore eyes? A whole cavern of cocoa beans. Well, this is the best day ever.
I've never seen cocoa beans grown inside a cave. The temperature and lack of sunlight surely wouldn't work, and yet...
Chocolate! Mmm, so good. Do I love it more than vanilla? I don't know. Or strawberry? I do love a chocolate sundae. It's tough. Don't make me choose!
No one's making you choose, Crabsack.
I just had an excellent idea. I can't believe I didn't think of this before. If cocoa beans can grow in a cold, dark cave, then really anything is possible. Gather as many cocoa beans as you can, everyone.
That's quite a leap of logic. But I'll go with it because I'm eating and collecting chocolate.
We have to get out of this cave and make it back to my studio. I think I have a solution to the sales problem without having to get back the Papuli Fox Roses.
But what about Mighty Mila? And for that matter, Mikey the Mountain Troll.
It's out of our hands, but if we come across her again, we'll give the flowers back to Mikey. For now, we just need to get out of here.
There's Canoodles!
Wait, listen. Do you hear that?
The dragon roar? Well, yes!
No, listen. This way!
There's a breeze, the air feels lighter. Yes! This tunnel must lead out of the cave.
Yeah, we must hurry. Canoodles is getting louder.
We did it! We found a way out of the cave.
And looks like we're no longer on top of the mountain. That minecart shaft led us all the way down the mountain.
Let's get back to my studio pronto.
I'll fly us there.
Ooh, I think I ate too much chocolate.
Sorry about that.
Every time. At least it ended my chocolate-filled nausea.
Lenore, we're back.
Snoozy Rabbit smiles bright.
And I've discovered a solution to the sales issue.
What is it?
I was only thinking of materials like fiber and polyester that had been used to make sails before. But can't anything be a sail? And I know just the solution. Using these cocoa beans, I can make a sturdy, bendable sail that will help carry our boat down the river.
Chocolate sails? This is amazing!
We have 30 minutes to finish these sails. Let's do this.
Well, y'all, we made it down the mountain in one piece. Whew, was worried there for a minute. Thought my omelet cooking skill saved us, but Mighty Mila had to go and ruin things again. Hopefully, Mikey the Mountain Troll and Canoodles, his pet dragon, aren't too upset. Chocolate sails? Can you believe? Tune in to the next episode to see us finally start the Regatta Obstacle Course race. And if you had fun with us today, please go search Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts for a whole lot of other fun shows you can listen to. Now excuse me while I try not to eat too much chocolate while we make these sales. Toodaloo!
Go Kid Go!
Good news alert! We've sniffed out a winner from the Go Kid Go team, Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos! Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dullsville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full on Bark Street, with hilarious busybodies like Lorraine the Neighborhood Watch Duck, Poot the Groundhog, and Fred the Squirrel popping around. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and see if you can help solve the mysteries by listening to Snoop and Sniffy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.